Tuesday morning means we get an update on Riley County's battle against COVID-19 and lots of things to talk about. We've got numbers. We've got vaccinations to talk about. We have all kinds of free testing. And Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us again on a Tuesday. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, we had Alice Massimi in last week. She really did good. I think she's vying for your job.
Yes, she's been great so far.
Well, we're very appreciative of her joining in and looking forward to more visits with her down the road. And by the way, folks, we'll have Bob Koppel on Thursday to give us the Centro Via Christi Hospital perspective. But Julie, let's start off with numbers. And, you know, there seems to be here more and more encouraging news as we move into February.
Yes, we have seen a decline in our percent positive, so that is good news. We only had 23 positives over the weekend, bringing Riley County to a total of 6,063 confirmed positives. Out of those, 186 are considered active cases, and 5,846 have recovered. As of yesterday, Ascension Via Christi Hospital was caring for 5 COVID-positive patients, and 3 of them were in the ICU. Our percent positive has been trending down for the past few weeks. The week before last, we were at 5.2%, and that's down from 8.3% the week prior.
Boy, that's good news. What do you anticipate after Super Bowl weekend?
We've talked about this, and we do anticipate, and hopefully this is not the case, but we do anticipate to see a little bit of an increase in our cases. Hopefully it doesn't move that percent positive too much. But, you know, there were probably some gatherings, and hopefully everyone was staying safe, you know, have those safeguards in place, and hopefully we don't see that bump in our percent positive, but time will tell. We'll be able to tell in the next few weeks.
I know you speak a lot with your colleagues in other counties, and what are you hearing from them? Are they seeing some things kind of getting under control with COVID-19, that battle similar to what we're seeing in Riley County?
Yeah, most counties across the state are seeing the same thing, a decrease in their percent positive. I know that right now efforts are really concentrated on the vaccine effort, so we're looking more at that, and that's good news as well as more and more counties are getting doses of the vaccine. So we'll start to see those numbers trend down in the state, and hopefully as more people get vaccinated, that continues to happen.
Well, let's talk about vaccinations while you kind of ushered in that subject. Bring us up to date on where we are with vaccines coming in and how they're being administered.
Sure. So far, the health department has vaccinated 4,985 people, with 53 of those being homebound individuals, and we'll continue to reach out to those individuals as we go. We have roughly 3,500 doses that we can deliver this week. We did send an Everbridge notification to about 850 individuals over the weekend, inviting them to our clinic today. These are individuals that are 65 and older. We've gotten about 50% through our list. So we're going to continue with that group. We actually have a clinic today. We'll have another one on Thursday and also one on Friday that's concentrated on boosters. So those will be second doses for individuals on Friday. And I will say we did send out a poll to those 850 that are invited to the clinic today. We wanted to know, you know, with the severe cold that we've been having, if they feel comfortable getting out of their homes to come to this vaccine clinic. And the majority of them said yes, they will be there. But we do have probably a couple hundred that won't show, and that's okay. We can put them back in our pile, and we can invite them to a future clinic.
Okay. Well, with the vaccinations and so forth, you know, we're still doing free testing as well.
We are. Yep. Well Health is the company that has contracted with KDHE to be able to do the free saliva-based test. They usually do this out at Seco Park Barns, but with the severe cold that we've had, they were shut down yesterday, and they're also not available today. Hopefully, they'll be able to move to our alternate care site. We're working on an MOU currently. We did go through and show them the site yesterday. It seems to be adequate for their testing needs. So they are hopefully going to be able to move in there as early as tomorrow and resume their regular hours. We also are doing testing on symptomatic individuals through our tent at the health department. So if you are experiencing symptoms, we want you to call that screening line, 785-323-6400, and we can set you up with an appointment to get a rapid test done. Another effort that we have in the community is a saliva-based tests. Again, this is a team of health department staff that are traveling around the county to underserved populations and handing out saliva-based kits to asymptomatic and symptomatic individuals free of charge. They will actually be at Manhattan Town Center tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th, from 10 until noon. That's on the east side in the parking lot there, right by Texas Roadhouse. They'll be handing out those saliva-based kits. And again, those are free to anyone who wants them.
Let's bring us up to date, you know, with so many different numbers, you know, and obviously some encouraging numbers. The process for getting lined up to get the vaccine. I went on the site the other day, filled out the new application, and got confirmation pretty quickly. But for those that are interested in getting the vaccinations, tell us what they need to do.
Sure. So we have our vaccine request form that's still available online. If you have not already done so, please go to our website. It's RileyCountyKS.gov/vaccine request, or you can go to RileyCountyKS.gov, click on the coronavirus link, and you'll find it there. It's a pretty quick and easy form to fill out. Put in your information, and then you'll be put on our list, and we'll contact you when it's time for you to get your vaccination. We'll contact you through a system called Everbridge. So that will send a text to your phone. We'll also send a call and an email as well. In that email, there's a link to the forms that you need to fill out prior to getting your vaccination. So we ask you to fill those forms out ahead of time and bring them with you.
Now, you have been working on those that are 75 and 65 or over. Are you still in the midst of that? And when does that number drop down? Because, you know, I may be personally interested. Maybe.
Yeah. We are about 50% through that population, so that's our 65 and older. We've gotten most of those that are 65 and older that marked they had medical conditions. We're still hopefully reaching out to those individuals. But again, we're about 50% through that. So we're working on them this week and probably into next week as well. We will also be able to get to our K-12 staff very soon, as well as our child care providers in the area. And then we'll look at our shelters, those in our shelters. All of those fall in phase two. Once phase two is complete, we can move on to phase three, which includes those 16 to 64 years of age with medical risk.
We still have a number of COVID restrictions that you have put in place. You know, gatherings of 50 or more, et cetera, restaurants at, you know, a certain percentage of capacity. Do you anticipate lifting some of those restrictions or maybe easing back on them anytime in the near future?
Yeah, we've actually met about this yesterday with the command staff. We looked at order number 19 and some of those restrictions that we have in place. Right now, with the criteria that we have set in place and that determines when we can loosen those restrictions, we haven't met that right criteria quite yet. So we're going to give it another couple of weeks to hopefully continue to see that downward trend in our percent positive, make sure our hospital doesn't get overwhelmed all of a sudden. Right now they're doing okay, but those are some of the criteria that we look at in order to loosen some of those restrictions. So as of right now, order number 19 is still in play, but we'll continue to look at that and maybe modify that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, that's going to be something that a lot of people are anxious to hear. So, well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll look forward to hearing from Bob on Thursday. Bob Kompoff with Ascension Via Christi Hospital will bring us up to date. And you got to admit that, you know, having just five COVID patients at the hospital is also, that's a great indicator as well.
It is, yeah. We were just at, what was it, a few weeks ago, we were at 25 or so
yeah,
in the hospital. So
yeah.
That's a great number to see. Of course, we always want that to be zero, but we'll take it like it is. But yeah, it's good to see that that we don't have as many in the hospital at this time.
Julie Gibbs, thanks to you and all those on the front line for the Herculean efforts that you are continuing to provide as we are, guys, here locally, we are right around, what, 11 months since our first case?
So, yep.
Yeah. All right, Julie, thanks for joining us. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer, joining us here on News Radio KMAN this morning with our local COVID-19 update.